Progress for Ag Labor Legislation. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Congress continues their debate over negotiating a new immigration policy for the country, and agricultural labor is an important part of those negotiations. The American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller explains.
There aren't many issues more controversial or complicated than immigration. Figuring out how agricultural labor fits into any new comprehensive immigration policy is no different, but both sides are working to make that happen.
This issue is so important for agriculture from the business side of it and from the labor side, and we want to make sure we can put together a proposal that works for employers on the ground, that's efficient and cost-effective, but that does treat workers fairly.
American Farm Bureau labor specialist Christy Boswell says there's now general agreement on the need for work authorization for experienced foreign workers and a new guest worker program with more flexibility than the current program, which is known as H-2A.
We know that with this comprehensive immigration reform, heightened enforcement will come along with it, and we need to make sure that we can keep those experienced workers.
Of course, some people ask, why hire foreign workers when unemployment is so high?
There's a broad recognition that agriculture doesn't have access to a domestic labor force. Domestic workers are not coming out from urban centers to our rural areas to do this work, and we've come to rely, for better or for worse, on an immigrant labor force, and we expect that we will continue to and are making plans to ensure that we have access to a legal immigrant labor force.
And if that labor force isn't available?
There have been many situations where growers are scrounging to find a labor force. I know a grower in Alabama, a tomato grower, needed his tomatoes picked and couldn't find labor, was searching all over, and ended up having to disc up his crop because it was rotting. It really comes down to we're importing our labor or we're importing our food, and we want to make sure we can grow a safe and affordable food product in the United States.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.